Eugene Newley Hughes, it's always lovely to have you on the eve of Monaghan and Cavan. And in most people's eyes, are favourites, but they're going to Breffni Park.
It's a challenge that Monaghan really have to be up for from the word go. Breffni Park is a daunting task at the best of times, and got in favourites after a fairly deadly performance against Fermanagh. Cavan are just waiting there on the long grass for this Monaghan team to appear.
As you said, a steady performance rather than an outstanding performance than against Fermanagh in the preliminary round. Nevertheless, they got the work done, and what, there was 9 points in it in the end, and some good individual performances.
Yes, good individual performance, but it also showed up a lot of weakness in the Monaghan team, and particularly in the half-forward line. And it showed when we were conceding possession in that half of the field. We still had performance from Jack McCarron, Conor McCarty, newcomers to the scene this year. Jack recovered well from his injury over 2 years, and young Desi Ward winged to quarter. But a very steady performance all round, but that performance would not do against this Cavan team.
Talk to me about Cavan. We haven't seen much of them, I suppose, since they were relegated from Division 1.
You know, the Cavan team is a very steady team. We know how defensively they're very well set up. They're introducing two newcomers like Niall Clerk and Conor Madd into the forward line. But their defence is very, very solid, and Raymond Gadigan in goals. Killian Clark holding the centre half back or full back position on Conor Minan. Very, very good. Warwick Faulkner, son of the legendary Pat Faulkner there. Very, very able and mobile team. Now, we know Matty Medina sets his team up very defensively, and they played challenge match against Galway, and they played them very, very defensive. But you know, it's a Cavan team that's capable of producing results, and I'm just hoping that it's not going to take place this Sunday.
General feeling is maybe they mightn't have the firepower up front.
Yes, they will be struggling in the scoring aggregate, but Garo McKernan, we know what Shawnee Jern, John Martin Riley doing very, very well. Niall McDermott. The trouble you have is Monaghan have a new forward line with Jack McCarron. Conor McCart, the walk rate of a half forward line, get the ball in, will definitely pin the Cavan defence back. But, you know, it's a local derby, anything can happen. And Cavan are very well set up. They got a great result against Kerry in Breffni Park. They put a good solid performance up against Dublin in the league. They beat Mayo away. They drew against Monaghan in a low-scoring game in Castleblaney. So they went down fighting from Division 1. So that was giving them heart. And there's no question about it. They do not fear this Monaghan team. They're actually relishing the challenge of it.
The general perception from outside the counties that Monaghan certainly are a better team than last year. Would that be the view from inside?
Yes, I think that the fact of Jack McCarron and Conor McCarty and young Desi Ward, they've introduced new players to the younger players to the team, and they have instilled a bit of confidence. Now, the game against Fermanagh showed weaknesses. How much that weaknesses? Maybe it was a game we were expecting to win, but they really have to be up this. I believe the team is better, and the strength and depth has increased two notches from last year. But the performance will have to be matched this Sunday, because Cavan will add a new dimension in this team. And Matty Medleenan, the fact that he would have coached Scotchtown in Monaghan, he would know every single player inside out, as most managers do when they take over teams. So we are a step above what we call Cavan, but it's on the day that matters, and that's what Cavan would be just sitting with.